guys. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you as we launch into this Christmas Day edition of the program. That's right. We're here in the studio bringing you live content where pretty much every other person in the radio industry is taking the day off. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Before we get started, I want to welcome some new listeners on Wood 1300 in Grand Rapids. Now, anybody who's been listening to the show before tonight knows that we have an affiliate in Grand Rapids, but it's on a different. We have a different station normally in Grand Rapids. It's WTKG. That's where we normally appear, which is 12:30 on the dial. But tonight we have a special appearance on the number one talk station in Grand Rapids, and that's Wood 1300. So, to those of you that were tuning in expecting, I think maybe Michael Savage. I think he might be on normally during this time. You're going to hear something completely different. And we are here live, so when we say we want to hear from you and you can call in about anything, we're absolutely serious. And so we're going to start things out by going to the phones. We'll start with Matt in Illinois, and then we're going to talk with Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org. But Matt, you got in first on the amp line.
Hey. Hey, Ian. Hi, Julia. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Merry Christmas. Good luck to you in Grand Rapids.
Oh, indeed. Well, just looking forward to maybe talking with some new listeners tonight for the first time.
I'd like to hear from them. Anyway, yesterday I was out with my son, and we got into a discussion about the initiation of force.
Okay.
And he actually turned out to be a little bit wiser than I was on this issue.
Really?
I was telling him that I could understand where certain words that could be spoken to elicit a physical response from somebody else. And he told me that he felt that if he said anything to anybody, or if anybody said anything to him that caused that person to initiate force, that he felt that that person was weak.
The person who was initiating the force was weak, is what you're saying.
Yes. And I thought that was a rather mature thing for a 14-year-old to say. Whereas I was thinking that, you know, somebody who is able to say something in a very emotional way to somebody else that would cause that person to throw a punch.
Yeah, like insulting their girlfriend or mother or hairstyle or whatever it is that the person was taking a little too seriously, maybe throwing out some vitriol in their direction might certainly encourage people to get violent. And I absolutely agree with your son in that case, that it's a barbaric response, and it's far more civilized to turn the other cheek.
Right. And, you know, I was saying that I could understand. I wasn't condoning it.
Right.
But I was saying that I could understand where that that could happen, and that was why I was, I would call you. Was I wanted to know what you thought of? Could you understand somebody throwing a punch from being spoken to the wrong way, or would you agree with my son more?
Well, I think, yeah, I'm definitely with your son on that one. I think that resorting to violence is completely unnecessary, and with the exception of self-defense. But I can certainly understand that people would feel very upset, I mean, if they were attacked verbally. But I don't ever think a verbal attack ever requires any sort of violent response. Julia?
Well, I like to think that we're sort of above that now, that as human beings we have the ability to think and be rational, and that dealing with, I mean, to be able to stop and think about something before just automatically violently lashing out or something of that sort, I just see it as really barbaric.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And, yeah, so then the question was to go further. Is there ever anything that anybody could speak, any kind of spoken word, that would constitute the initiation of force?
Boy, I don't think so. Can you think of something?
I am very... Nothing offends me, so, I mean, you could say anything you want to me,
yeah,
and I don't think that I could ever get violent.
Sticks and stones, Matt. I mean, what could possibly, I mean, how could words ever be connotated as initiation of force? I suppose you could suggest that one might threaten the initiation of force, and then I think you're getting into some pretty sticky territory, but I don't even know if a threat is necessarily as equivalent to the actual initiation of force.
Right, and that's where actually my son kind of stood out from me, and he was taking that exact stance that speaking or saying something should not be initiating force. Initiating force is not until somebody actually physically threatens you or tries to hit you.
Right. It's certainly uncouth to yell, "I'm going to kill you" at somebody.
I was just going to say that.
But, you know, unless you're actually making a motion towards being violent or looking like you're pulling a weapon or whatever, it's just words. And in that case, probably the most sensible thing to do would be to prepare oneself for an eventual conflict. But there's not really anything you couldn't possibly be justified in initiating force as a preemptive measure in that particular case, I don't think.
Right, and here's where the United States government is preemptively going to war against certain countries, which I think is the same thing, the same type of reaction. People making threats.
Yeah, it definitely is, and really the threats weren't even necessarily there. Of course, if you really want to go back into history a little bit, when George Bush was, I guess, had just gotten into office prior to 9/11 even happening, they already had the Iraq thing on the table. So this was something they wanted to go and do, regardless of the terrorism incident. It was just something that they wanted to have an excuse to go out and get involved in. And so, really, it's a totally different situation. But generally, what you're saying, I think, is pretty accurate.
Right. So, I guess the point being made is sometimes even a father can learn from his son. And because, you know, after he said that, I started thinking, he's right. There's absolutely no reason. I shouldn't even consider being able to say, "Well, gee, gosh, if he said this, then yeah, he deserved to get hit."
Yeah, I think it really speaks to a certain type of personality, a really positive personality that you must have in order to not sort of have that looking down your nose attitude at, well, you know, he's younger than me, so therefore I know everything and I'm so wise. And clearly, you're humble enough to be able to learn from your son. Was that just a heartwarming moment or what, Matt?
Yeah, well, you know, it was good because I realized that this is something that I hadn't taught him, that he just learned on his own.
Right.
And it was correct. And even though I was thinking, well, you know, I could have an understanding as to why somebody would do that, maybe I'm wrong to have that kind of understanding.
Yep. Out of the mouths of babes, the student becomes the master, so on and so forth. Matt, great call, and thanks as always. And happy holidays, happy new year, and all that good stuff.
Happy solstice.
Yep, 800, solstice, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate.
Day off for me.
I hope you've been enjoying your day off. I know we've been enjoying ours here together in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. And, of course, here live for you on this live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And again, you can bring up anything as always. Of course, we've got things that we want to get into. Most importantly, at this point in time, Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. He's the president of DownsizedDC.org, waiting very patiently his turn here. Jim, you're there, I hope.
My turn?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I better put the eggnog down.
I really appreciate you taking some time out from what is inevitably a day with the family, Jim. I know that you've got a fairly large family, and you're taking time out to come on Free Talk Live, which I really appreciate.
We just finished with the family thing, and now I'm in the food hangover stage where you really want to take a nap. So I'll try not to fall asleep right here in the middle, but Merry Christmas to you, Ian, and Julia.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
We celebrated by getting some Chinese takeout today.
You know, anything works.
I was so happy. I didn't know if they were going to be open, but when they said they were open 7 days, they really apparently meant it. So.
I knew they would be open. I've seen A Christmas Story. Did you get them to sing "Fa Ra 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 Ra" for you too?
Oh my goodness! We're going to come back with more. Hang on, Jim Babka, DownsizedDC.org. We're going to find out what the latest is over at DownsizedDC. Great website, great organization. Many of our new listeners tonight on Wood 1300 in Grand Rapids probably have never heard of you before in DownsizedDC. So we're going to give them the introduction here in moments and hear from you as well at 800-259-9231. This is the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anderson, Happy Holidays, December 24th, 2007. Gold, 811 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.99, 412 for half, 206 per quarter. That's $835.99, 412 for half, and 206 per quarter. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. I swear, I haven't been having eggnog today at all, unlike our guest Jim Babka, who we'll bring back here in a moment. But that's 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Jim, or you just want to bring up whatever's on your mind this Christmas Day, Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. We're in the studio joining you. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I can tell you that there's going to be an update coming out maybe tonight, certainly very, very soon, announcing the release of my upcoming audiobook version of The Market for Liberty. Now, I didn't write the book. I just turned it into an audiobook, and we're going to be giving it out online for free. So if you want to be the first to know when that happens, definitely get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save. LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. We go to Jim Babka, the president of DownsizeDC.org. Jim, we've got new listeners on in Grand Rapids tonight, and of course, there's always new people tuning in all across the country. What is it? What is DownsizeDC.org?
Well, DownsizeDC.org is a website. It's an organization. This organization gives people the opportunity to contact their representatives and senators on issues of concern. We summarize the issues. We boil them down for you, give you the talking points, make it very simple to tell Congress to reduce the size of the federal government. Our system is free and easy to use. You simply type in your basic contact information. The system comes back and tells you who your representative and two senators are, and then sends off a personalized message delivered simultaneously to all three of their website forms, mm-hmm. and fills out those forms for you and allows you to communicate. And because that contact information is included, that office knows that it is hearing from a constituent, and constituent messages are counted and read. And we're looking here at DownsizeDC.org to build an army so large that Congress cannot afford to ignore us.
Excellent. And it's really a brilliant system that effectively leverages the Internet in order to coordinate efforts to contact these legislators. You know, in the past, if you wanted to get in touch with your so-called representative, you would have to pick up the phone or snail mail or maybe, you know, go physically to their form on their website, maybe in more recent times, and fill it out yourself. DownsizeDC.org allows people to bypass all of that. And like you said, you sign up once, and it's free, of course, and then you will get people on the Downsize DC Dispatch, which is this periodic email that comes out alerting folks to what's going on in DC and how they can take action. They literally go click a few buttons, and all of a sudden they're at DownsizeDC.org. All their info is already there from when they signed up before, and they're able to contact their representatives with literally just a few clicks of a mouse. And really, it's made that whole process so much more streamlined, so easy. There's really no excuse to not get involved at this point because DownsizeDC.org makes it easy. And because it's the Internet and you're sending out these messages to thousands of recipients all at the same time, how big is your current Downsizer dispatch list, Jim?
We have over 20,000 subscribers on the list right now. These are hardcore, dedicated people by this point.
Right.
And, you know, because not everybody likes everything we have to say, and that's fine. But you can pick and choose the issues
right.
that you like. And if you don't, you can pass on those. You don't have, no requirement to send a message. You can just hang out and read if you want, or delete the message and wait till tomorrow's message and see if that's something that suits your taste better. But another thing that happens here,
yeah.
Ian, is not just, there are lots of people on the web. There are several people on the web, I should say lots. There are several people on the web who have systems that are similar to ours. But this is a system where everybody's working together for the same ends. And so when you send a message or I send a message, we're not sending that message alone. We're being joined by
right.
thousands of others. And so we're all adding to each other's weight.
Yes, that was the coordination aspect of it that I think is so excellent, in that instead of it just being you picking up the phone and being the lone constituent who seems to care about an issue, when DownsizeDC.org sends out an email, there's thousands of people, as you said, that are getting that email, and many of them are going to respond pretty much all at the same time and within hours of one another, sending in similar messages together to their representatives. And so the idea is to have more and more people on board with DownsizeDC.org, so the messages being sent, the volume of messages being sent to these representatives continues to increase and increase. And, hopefully they'll get the message that people in America still give a damn about freedom and liberty.
And it has increased. I mean, I had a chance here a couple of days ago. We sat down and started looking at our numbers over the past year and compared them to previous years. And I was really surprised how few messages we sent a couple of years ago compared to where we are
really?
Now. And this year, there's only 2 months this year that we didn't send as many messages in the, and or register as many people as we did during the, that same month in the previous year. But in overall, we're way, way ahead of where we were last year for the number of messages sent to Congress and the number of new people that signed up and joined.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about one of the issues that DownsizedDC.org is focusing on right now. What is a featured campaign you'd like to introduce to our audience tonight, Jeff?
Well, the one that we're best known for and that we've talked about here before, but since we got new listeners tonight, I definitely would like to get into is our signature campaign, the Read the Bills Act. This is a proposal that Congress should actually have to read the laws they pass. They don't, as you know. They have thousands of pages put before them just hours before they have to vote. This is not an exception. This happens frequently.
Right. Is there anyone out there that actually does think Congress reads the bills? I mean, they admit it themselves that they don't.
Well, yeah, they do admit this, that they don't. And so our proposal, I mean, is, as Pollyanna as it might sound to some people, is actually very practical. It says, first of all, that Congress has to actually read their bill. They have to see if they're going to cast a yes vote, if they're going to vote in the affirmative to spend money to create or keep a current program, pass a new law, that they have to say on an affidavit that they've read or heard read the bill for themselves.
Absolutely.
And the second part of the bill actually gives us the chance to read the bill. Talk show hosts like yourself, watchdog groups like DownsizedDC.org, every one of your listeners would be able to read the bill because it would be posted online during a 7-day waiting period after the final reading of the bill, 7 days for the public to be able to take a look at it and see what actually is in this bill. And so this is what we call the Read the Bills Act, and it's continuing to build up force, and we see more and more columns about it all the time. We've sent well over 100,000 messages to Congress now through DownsizedDC.org, and I encourage your listeners to come to the site and start there. Send a message saying that you want Congress to pass the Read the Bills Act.
Yep, there it is right there on the front page of the website at DownsizedDC.org. There's a summary there. You can actually read the actual Read the Bills Act legislation. How long is this legislation, Jim? How much? Is this one of these multi-hundred page?
No, it's 6 pages.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't even want to make it that long, but we had to because A, we recognized that it would almost certainly be legally challenged if it were passed, and so we've taken care of that with good, adequate findings in there. And then we also had to think about the ways that Congress might attempt to game this legislation and find ways to get around it once they passed it and made it part of the rules of their body.
Right.
And so we try to make this as airtight as we possibly could, and that's why it took 6 pages to do. But it's very readable. Anybody can understand it. It's written in plain English as opposed to much of the stuff that does come out on Capitol Hill on a regular basis.
One of the things I like about DownsizedDC.org is that, you are a nonpartisan organization, though definitely the focus of the issues is certainly coming from a pro-liberty perspective. But the great thing about your organization is because you aren't getting behind candidates or anything like that necessarily, you are able to really reach out effectively to different interest groups. I mean, for instance, the Read the Bills Act is something that I think everyone, whether they consider themselves Democrat, Green Party, Republican, Libertarian, whatever they consider themselves or outside the system even, they would have to agree with that in concept. And I think that you've seen a lot of that, a lot of people getting on board.
Yeah, and I'd love to comment on that if we could when we come back.
We will in moments here. 800-259-9. 231 more with Jim Babcock from DownsizedDC.org. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. We have Jim Babka on the line with us. He is the man behind the president, or one of the men behind the great organization known as DownsizedDC.org, talking about what DownsizedDC.org is, because we do have a number of new listeners tuning in tonight for the first time in Grand Rapids, as we are doing a special edition of the show there on Wood 1300. Normally, you can catch our show if you're in Grand Rapids on the weekends, Saturday nights, from 7 to 10 on WTKG, which is Wood's sister station. And that, by the way, is WTKG 1230. But we welcome you to Free Talk Live tonight. Jim Babka back with us. Now, Jim, before we get back into what Downsize DC is all about, let's talk about where you're going to be, not this weekend, but the weekend after that.
Well, I believe I'm going to be in New Hampshire. I'm going to be there with you folks and speaking to the Free State Project at their annual Liberty Forum, second annual Liberty Forum. And it was a blast last time I was there. It was an event that was very different from any other event I've ever been to, and it was quite enjoyable for my wife Sue and I to come to and meet with you folks. And I will be coming there to talk to that group.
Excellent. It is the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, and you, as you mentioned, it's the second one. It's going to be happening January 3rd through the 6th. It's not completely sold out yet, but it's darn close. So go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about it. See who some of the other speakers are that are going to be there. It's just an incredible lineup of libertarian, liberty-oriented speakers that are going to be in attendance there. Everything from law enforcement against prohibition to anti-tax groups, just all over the Liberty map. So really looking forward to being a part of this. Of course, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from there. And when you go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, if you are ready to register, use the code 2008FTL to save 10%. That's 2008FTL. I know that, Jim, last year you and your wife had sort of a little breakfast shindig that you invited people out to. Are you doing that again?
Yeah, we are doing it again. It's called Breakfast with the Babkas, and we're just going to get together somewhere probably just real close to the hotel. I don't know exactly where yet, but we'll have that information shortly to anybody who gets back to us. The email address if they want to reserve a spot and come join us for breakfast. It'll probably be on, I think, Sunday morning at this point, would be comments@downsizedc.org. That's comments@downsizedc.org, and my staff will collect your name and we'll be getting back in touch with you as to the exact location and time that we'll be doing this.
Very good. I know that Julia and myself will be once again making the effort to get up early and attend because it was certainly worthwhile from last time. And, of course, you know, it's just one of those many, many things that's going on at the Liberty Forum. There's, you know, everything from your sort of standard convention-y style panels. You've got, of course, individual speakers and all of it on a pro-liberty theme. But really, I think the more interesting part is the people that are attending. Because it's one thing to go and see the big name libertarian names, if you will. I don't know how big they are, but it's one thing to see those folks, and they're great at what they do. But meeting some of the boots-on-the-ground activists that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and meeting a number of the people that are coming in and they're looking at New Hampshire as something that they could possibly be moving to, just being around hundreds of like-minded people that get freedom and that are moving in the right direction, these activists, it's really an invigorating affair, isn't it, Jim?
It is, and there were a couple other things I observed about it, too, if you don't mind. I've been to a lot of different libertarian events over the years as a speaker or as a participant, and I noticed that the balance between gender was much better. The ratio was much better at this event. There were couples. There were families. There were people who were really planning a life together there. And so it was a place that was, you know, more comfortable than usual even for my wife to come, although she's comfortable everywhere we go. We've always been treated very well, but this was a place where we kind of felt like we fit in as a couple. And the other thing I noticed is that these people had lives. I mean, I like talking about liberty and about the things that I value in that area, but we had some really interesting conversations about a wide range of things, the various, you know, careers and occupations that people did and the things they like to do in their recreational time and so forth. These were people who really just seemed to enjoy life. It was a very positive, upbeat atmosphere. This was not a place where people were thinking that the world was going to come to an end or focusing on problems. People were positive and upbeat. And just, you know, it was just normal people, but it was just very, very nice.
Right. And I like that where you say they're focusing on, you know, moving forward and getting active for liberty instead of complaining necessarily about all the awful things that the government's doing out there. Let's get back to downsizedc.org. You had wanted to comment on how downsizedc.org, this brilliant online system that allows people to easily get in contact with their local representatives and senators and that sort of thing, in regards to promoting pro-liberty sort of ideas. What you wanted to comment on the wide variety of people that your organization is attracting.
Yeah, you know, downsizedc.org, you know, I get to go do interviews like this, and I've done about 100 interviews just roughly just on the Read the Bills Act. We get called, and people say, hey, this is a great idea, come on our show. And a little over a year ago, I got to go on two shows that were as opposite or polar end of the spectrum as they could possibly be. One was a serious satellite show for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered peoples. And the other was a show for Christian fundamentalists who believe that the tribulation is coming soon and the rise of the Antichrist. Both of them learned about the Read the Bills Act and Downsize D.C. One was a progressive who's who show, the other was very conservative, and both came away saying, this is wonderful. And in all these interviews that I've done, not one single host has said, this is a bad idea, this can't work. They've all said, this is a great idea and it needs to happen. Congress should have this minimal level of accountability. And so this has reached across all lines. we try to do this as much as we possibly can. Some issues, obviously, are going to have a tinge or a taint of leaning one way or the other, and you know that can't be avoided completely in politics. But
sure.
The Read the Bills Act, the One Subject at a Time Act, the Write the Laws Act, I Am Not Afraid. These are things that are not, that don't specifically scream Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or anything else. They're just common sense.
Absolutely. Would you say that the only people you've really gotten any resistance from to read the bills are the politicians or the people that are working for the politicians?
Yeah, and that's the most significant group. And it's even possible for some people to become a little bit demoralized because that group is going to be so hard to penetrate. But we will. We've seen on other issues when you can mount the force, when you can overwhelm them and just inundate them with pressure and let them know, look, we're really paying attention to what you're doing on this, that you can stop votes from happening. We just slowed down a vote here again this past, right before they went on recess. They were supposed to get something done back in the beginning of December. We stalled them all the way through December, and now they're putting off renewing the Protect America Act, a reformed version of it. They're going to put that off now until January, and we saw in the immigration fight where they were attempting to add some real ID provisions. We saw that all kinds of Americans rose up and totally obliterated that bill, not once but twice.
I would have to say that one of the most valuable things I think that DownsizeDC.org does is it really, you keep a watchful eye on these politicians in D.C. The fact is, I mean, even I as a talk show host, I am not able to ascertain all of the awful things that are coming out of Washington, D.C. because they're just so busy trying to pass new laws. And you guys really do a great job of keeping up on that and bringing that information to regular people so they can take action. Whereas most people, like, you know, are like me, where they're so busy. Julia, I mean, you work five, six days a week. You don't have time to get online and learn about what's going on
no,
in D.C.
I don't.
So, I mean, that on its own is a valuable enough service, let alone having this brilliant system that you can link people up to at DownsizeDC.org to where they can actually take action and let their voices be heard on these issues. It's really great. And I highly recommend people get over there and get involved. What's coming up? Give us a little preview of 2008 for Downsize DC. What do you guys have planned?
Well, we've got a new website planned. Tomorrow we're going to be launching a very special project that we've been working on. We're going to be taking advantage of a brand new change in the law that goes into effect tomorrow. We will be the first group in the country to do this. And I will give you a little hint. It has something to do with Ron Paul's American Freedom Agenda Act. And that's how we're going to wrap up our year. I'm going to be out a whole lot more. I'm going to be in New Hampshire in January. I'm in California in February. I'm in Ohio in April. We're going to be getting out and talking to a lot of people. We're just going to grow at speeds that will make this year kind of seem small.
Excellent. That's a fantastic vision. And, Jim, I really appreciate you taking your time out from your Christmas day.
Well, Merry Christmas once again to you and Julia and to everybody listening.
Very good, Jim. We'll have you back, certainly, at the Liberty Forum. Look forward to seeing you then, and have a great night, sir. Thanks for the time. 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live on the way. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away and enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That means that the $3 a month that you send in, and it's completely voluntary, that $3 a month is going to go right back out into promoting the show and getting us on more radio stations across the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about some of the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about. Let's start things out with a little interesting little poll from the Drug Reform Coordination Network. This is from StopTheDrugWar.org, marking the 74th anniversary of the repeal of national alcohol prohibition. StopTheDrugWar.org has released polling results suggesting that drug prohibition's main supporting argument might just be completely wrong. Drug policy reformers point to a wide range of demonstrated social harms created by the drug laws. Crime and violence, spread of infectious diseases, official corruption, easy funding for terrorist groups, to name a few. While prohibitionists argue that use and addiction would explode if drugs were legalized. I mean, certainly, Julia, I imagine you've talked to some people about the drug issue before, and that's one of those objections that comes up. I mean, if we re-legalize drugs, then all of a sudden, all of these people that have been just waiting to get their hands on some crack cocaine are going to rush out into the streets and start getting high.
Yeah.
You've experienced that.
Yeah.
So it's a common objection that comes up, and they've done a little bit of polling that basically rebuts it completely. The prohibitionists say addiction would explode. But is it well-founded, their position? Zogby polling data released today asked 1,028 likely voters, if hard drugs such as heroin or cocaine were legalized, would you be likely to use them?
I was just going to say that. I have used a couple of different drugs for sure, and I've never used cocaine, and I have no desire to ever use cocaine, and if cocaine was legalized tomorrow, I wouldn't try it. Because I know stuff about cocaine. I don't like the way cocaine, like, I don't like the way people act on cocaine. And
you've met cokeheads, not something you want to get involved in.
So,
do you feel like if you hadn't met any people that had used cocaine that you would want to, you know, snort a line or two if it was gone legal?
Well, not necessarily, no. I guess if I didn't know anything about cocaine, me personally, I wouldn't use it because I never did a drug that I didn't know anything about beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if I never knew any cokeheads, I still wouldn't do cocaine because I know a lot about the effects of cocaine and it's just not my thing.
Now, you said you've done a few drugs. Would you qualify some of the drugs you've done as hard drugs?
I don't call them hard drugs. I think some people think anything more than marijuana
right.
is a hard drug. I'm sure some people would, but I don't know. I think hard drugs as coke, heroin, meth, crack.
All the drugs I wouldn't do. Those
heroin.
Are all hard drugs.
Those are what I've never stepped above the coke line.
Gotcha. So LSD, you wouldn't kind of categorize that as a hard drug? I mean, that's pretty intense stuff.
I guess it is a hard drug. I definitely would not advise everybody take it. And when I find out people are interested in taking it, I certainly give them some forewarnings and stuff. So I guess it's a hard drug, but I always called it a party drug.
But you've already used that. Like, that,
yeah.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
LSD, MDMA, these drugs, some of the drugs you've used in your life, you've done it regardless of its legal status.
That's
so
true.
You've already gone and done that. So I guess the question they're asking here is if these other drugs that you haven't done yet were legalized, would that encourage you to
no,
want to do that?
No, not at all. Because I don't do drugs because of their legal status. I do drugs because of their effects.
Right. So had you had an interest in crack cocaine or meth,
I would have done it
already. Would have done it.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly enough, the Zogby poll asked people, again, if hard drugs like heroin or cocaine were legalized, would you be likely to use them? 99% of respondents answered no. Now, to be fair, they did ask this of 1,028 likely voters, which, of course, is how they get, I guess, some of their phone information. So I'd be interested to hear what average Americans had to say. But even so, interesting numbers nonetheless. And while 99% said no to the question, only 0.6% said yes. The other 0.4 weren't sure. So not even a full percentage point actually answered yes, I would go out and try these drugs. The results, according to the Drug Reform Coordination Network, are similar to usage rates occurring today under the drug war. As measured by the federal government's National Survey on Drug Use and Health, they found in 2006 that only 0.3% of the population had used heroin in the past month, and 2.4% had used cocaine. Not big percentages. Even for cocaine, the numbers are compatible because Zogby surveyed persons 18 and up, while the National Drug Use Survey starts at age 12, and because of the poll's statistical margin of error of 3.1 percentage points. A comparison of drug use rates in countries with criminal penalties for drug use with the drug use rates of countries that have decriminalized personal use, like the Netherlands, for marijuana, also suggests that the policy may play only a secondary role in determining use rates. For example, in the Netherlands, where marijuana is sold openly in the famous coffee shops, 12% of young adults between 15 and 24 reported using marijuana during 2005, as compared with 24% in that same age bracket in neighboring France. So, once again, the numbers show that when marijuana has even just a semi-legal status, because in the Netherlands, it's still not legal to deal marijuana as far as, you know, bringing pounds of it and selling it to somebody. You can't do that. So it's not even completely re-legalized, and the usage rate amongst teenagers is half of what it is in surrounding countries. So what does that tell you?
It tells me that making drugs illegal makes people want to do them. Which makes so much sense. It's a forbidden fruit. You're not allowed to do it. Therefore, you're naturally attracted to it. What is it? I mean, I can say personally that when I tried marijuana for the first time, I remember being a little scared because I was indoctrinated and I've heard terrible things about marijuana. All my brain cells were going to be fried after smoking
madness.
It twice.
You knew you were going to get into a car and run into somebody.
Exactly. And so I was a little scared. But I had to know, you know, everybody told me my entire life at that point that it was terrible and that I should never do it, and I wanted to know why, because if I knew personally people were doing it and they seemed fine, mm-hmm. what's the big deal?
So basically the idea is that re-legalizing these drugs takes them out of that forbidden fruit category. It's no longer sexy because you aren't breaking any laws by doing the drugs.
My favorite example is alcohol. Now, some people will claim young people drink a lot in this country. However, we do not have, we still have a prohibition on alcohol for kids under 21.
That's true.
In countries like Europe and I guess over there,
Europe's
the drinking
not a country.
Age, well, yeah, over in Europe.
Yeah.
The drinking age there is, what, 12? And,
yeah,
and
I mean, even Canada is, what, 18?
Yeah, 18. And kids in Europe grow up drinking, like, a glass of wine at dinner and things
right.
like that. And they're not obsessed with binge drinking like kids in America are.
Not to say there's none of that going on, but you're right. The obsession
they're not
isn't
as
there.
Obsessed
right.
at all.
They definitely have a much bigger respect, a level of respect
right.
For inebriation, if you will. Let me continue here from, again, StopTheDrugWar.org. Now, police in France make apparently, that's where it's an arrestable offense, and again, the usage rate amongst teens is double there as compared to the Netherlands. In the United States, where the police make nearly 800,000 marijuana arrests each year, young adults between 18 and 25 in the 2004 survey reported past year marijuana use at the rate of 27.9%. So almost one out of every three people under the age of 25 have, you know, they smoke marijuana on a fairly regular basis. David Borden from StopTheDrugWar.org.
As I get older, I meet more and more and more people that admit that they smoke marijuana.
And I think that's a good thing. I think it's good that more people are being a little bit more open about it.
Right.
Because maybe down the line we'll get to the point where people are just sick and tired of these government prohibitions, so sick and tired that they're willing to violate the law in a civilly disobedient fashion and have some sort of mass marijuana protest where people just say, look, you know, we're fed up, we're not going to take this anymore, please stop relegating us to the black market, stop arresting our friends and family members for
everybody, whether you know it or not, you know somebody that smokes marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
They might not tell you, but you know somebody. I work with a gentleman whose mother is the city clerk in Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh,
so he's a government bureaucrat.
Talking about that.
Doesn't matter.
She should have said she's a government bureaucrat.
Well, she's a government bureaucrat, and she knows and is okay with her son smoking marijuana. How do you think she feels about these laws?
I don't know, but I don't think she'd like it if her son got arrested. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We continue with hour number two of Free Talk Live, live Christmas Day edition, in moments.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.